First thing up on agenda this morning is Senate Bill 18. Is there anybody here to speak on that behalf?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Leon Schockenmeyer, Director of Planning and Engineering for the Department of Transportation.
Excuse me one second, please. Yeah. We need to approve the minutes from last meeting. Senator Diedrich and... Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Senator. Okay.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Leon Schockenmeyer, Director of Planning and Engineering for the Department of Transportation. Last week, a week ago today, we gave you a short briefing on what our state statutes require us to do in order to transfer or add a state highway to the state highway system. I'm not going to go through that unless you would like me to go through parts of that, but this culminates an effort that we've been working on a couple of these transfers, and it would be typical we'd come to this body about once a year with a recommendation to add or delete a road or change a road's route on the state highway system. These two particular routes, one of them called Junction Avenue in Sturgis, and the relocation of Highway 37 around the city of Springfield, have been projects that have been underway for quite a number of years. They go back to negotiations that started a number of years ago, and we were successful in completing agreements. The agreements are signed and approved by the Department of Transportation, the City of Sturgis, and Bonham County for the transfer of old highway segments to those entities and the relocation of those routes. In order to accomplish these relocations, we of course had to provide something to these local government entities. In the case of Junction Avenue, the red part on the map there, in the upper half of the map, that Junction Avenue was completely reconstructed in this last year. It's a new concrete surface. It's a project that took a great deal of work with the community to determine what was going to be done there. We were finally successful in all parties agreeing that that construction would be done and that portion of South Dakota 79 would be transferred to the city. We simply there on along Highway 34 in the black and on I-90 in the blue would be changing our route signs to denote the signage that's included in the legend to your left and deleting Junction Avenue off the highway system. In the case of Highway 37, that is a relocation of Highway 37, and that comes as a result of the construction of the new running water bridge across the Missouri River. At the point in time that Congress decided that that bridge would be funded, we determined that it would be best to reroute Highway 37 since the existing route on 37 is very narrow, very curved, and we didn't think was going to be able to handle the additional traffic. There were a number of hearings that were held down there with Bonham County and Springfield in attendance. There were residents that had strong feelings both ways on which way that route should be relocated. This was the final decision. The route is now constructed and surfaced, and we were again successful in negotiating an agreement with Bonham County for the transfer of this road. In order to do that, we had to make substantial improvements to that route that's denoted in the red color. So that route from the west edge of Springfield to its western location, junction with South Dakota 37, has now been transferred with your concurrence to Bonham County. We request your approval of the Senate Bill 18, and do you have any questions?
Any questions? Senator Staggers.
You mentioned regard to Highway 37 that you decided to make this change because of increased traffic, because of the bridge and so forth. How much has traffic increased?
Over the existing route, we're getting 300 to 400 vehicles a day over the bridge, and the previous route is not a good comparison because, Senator Staggers, the previous route went to a dead end. And so, you know, we were below 200 on the old route, but most of that was really all local traffic. But it's not an apples-to-apples comparison.
Thank you. Just ask another question. You mentioned 300 or 400 vehicles across the bridge. Any projections on how many vehicles across the bridge from Vermilion across the river?
But it is substantially more than that.
Any guess or?
I don't have the numbers, but I would think we'd be in that 500 to 600 range.
Any further questions? Thank you. Any other proponents of Senate Bill 18? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 18? Seeing none, we'll close this to committee action. Yes.
I would move due pass on Senate Bill 18.
Do we have a second? Second by McCracken. Any further discussion? The secretary call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary call the roll.
Senator Alberts?
Aye.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Hagan? McCracken?
Aye.
Molesky? Staggers?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye. So passed. He'll go out due pass.
Okay.
But no dissenting votes. Any further action? Yes, sir.
I would move that we put that on the consent calendar.
Do we have a second to that?
Second.
Second by Senator Alberts. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. We have no further business. We will have three bills on Thursday morning, though. We have three to deal with, and we have, so far, we have two for the next Tuesday to deal with. So we'll be rolling. And I think there's four or five of them in the hopper somewhere. So, okay. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
We'll move.
Second? Okay. We are adjourned.